obviously, with what happened with the Patriots yesterday. Sports Talk Radio today is just all a flutter, Kennedy. They're breaking down game film last night, getting ready for the game. You don't have to do any of that junk because we have something much better. Her name is Kennedy.
This is Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Let's find out what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports. So that was a heck of a game yesterday, huh?
I don't know what you're talking
Ouch.
About.
Quote in sync. Bye, 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 home field advantage. Now, looky here. I am a huge fan of the razzle dazzle, just not when it's the other team doing it. I don't think any of us were expecting that. So here's what had happened for those of you not keeping track at home. Picture, if you will. Pats are up by 5 with, I don't know, 7 seconds left on the clock. It's a done deal. Screw this Miami curse. We got this. Squish the fish and all that. Next thing you know, they're throwing 26 laterals and it's over and everyone's crying. The big question is what was Rob Gronkowski doing playing deep safety?
Yeah.
Not only is he made of glass, but he's not exactly graceful or, I don't know, nimble. I mean, we only have him for a few more games. Let's be honest. He must be protected at all costs.
I think maybe, he died on that play.
Maybe set him up for success.
There
I
you
don't
go.
Know. What else happened? The Pats run defense. Couldn't stop a nosebleed. My beloved Steven Gostkowski threw out more hooks than a professional boxer. I love you, kid. Go Memphis Tigers, and you might be the most consistent kicker in the league, but we needed you last night, my friend. I've never seen so many true believers questioning the coach.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're cursing out their messiah. It's like end of days stuff over here, people. So, yes, this was a tough loss, but this will keep you warm for the next week. The last Super Bowl Miami won was Super Bowl VIII. The bench with attitude came out to play with the Celtics as Daniel Tice made some stuff happen. He had a ridiculous night in his team's 133-77 dismantling of the Bulls, logging a career-high 22 points to go along with 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. He also had
that
one,
means you stopped like the ball from going in the hole.
He also had a steal, 0 turnovers while doing 8 of 15 from the field and 2 of 4 from the 3-point range.
That's 50%.
The craziest stat of all, they tell me, guys, yes, is that he was a plus 50 in 32 minutes, the highest plus minus for a Celtics since the stat began being tracked in 2000. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounded good.
Yeah, it did. You read it very well.
Plus minus.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
It just means you're doing better against the guys that are on the court against you.
Yeah.
They're calling it the best game in franchise history, but guys, it was against the Bulls. So.
And it's during the season, so yeah.
Sports.
So the Red Sox signed one of our pitchers
back. Resigned, yeah.
Resigned, that's what it's called. Nathan Eovaldi.
Mm-hmm.
4 year, $68 million contract, including a $68 million guarantee, an annual average salary of $17 million. He will earn a base salary of $17 million while carrying a total salary of $17 million. In case you don't know who this cat is, he was our Game 3 hero. Do you remember that when it lasted 18 innings?
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy that shut it down. And for every last one of you saying we overpaid, please remember, Rick Porcello, who started that game three,
yeah,
cried when it was over, watching the man pitch.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody just, you're fine. The world is on fire, but the Sox are going to be okay.
Sports.
Dear Bruins, I'm sorry.
Sports.
That was Sports with Kennedy. It's 104.1. Now we know what Kennedy knows about sports.
Still no revolution?
Well, they're off season right now.
Justice for the Revs.
I didn't get any scouting reports this week, but well, you know, just, as soon as I have them, they will.
The MLS Cup just happened, I think, over the
Amazing. They weren't there, so why would I talk about it?
Scouting some midfielders.
I don't care who won. We only talk about the Revs here, sir.
I'm still crying over that damn game yesterday. What the hell happened watching the end of that Pets game?
Well, all there was some razzle dazzle, and Rob Gronkowski didn't do his job. So that's what
he
happened.
He went right when he should have gone left.
He said, oops, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
I'm going down. I'm falling.
He looked like me out there.
No,
he did.
Really.
Old.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.